We are on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Before we continue the sugya, I would just like to mention, I saw the Tiferes Yaakov, just as Pshat in Rashi, Rashi let us just see, Dogim Sha'olu Bika'ora Min Hatzli, Shahoyu Reischin, Nosnan Lusaych HaKa'ora, Sha'ochlu Bo Boso. We're speaking about someone roasted fish, and it was boiling hot, and he put it in a plate that they ate meat. So there are two problems with this Rashi. Why does Rashi say that he roasted the fish, and what if he cooked the fish in a pot? Nikir is that it's reischem, that it's hot. So maybe it'll be beileya from the ka'ora. So why does Rashi have to mention that it was roasted? So on this shaila, the Tveres Yaakov says, Rashi holds a moir dikizach, that if you have a hot piece of meat and you put it on a cold plate, but not about a hot plate, put it on a cold plate so it becomes like a klisheni already. You took it out of a klirish and you put it into a klisheni. It's not so poshet, it'll be by leia. Atzli, Rashi holds, the chemimus that is in the fish came directly min ha'esh. Didn't come through a kedere. That means if you cook a piece of fish in a kedere, so it goes, the heat goes into the kedere, and then from the kedere goes into the water, and the water goes into the fish. Al-Kaponim, that heat is not such a strong heat, and the fish does not hold the heat. It's not konus b'soy chadok. So maybe you put it on a ka'ore, it will cool off very quickly. It's a din of a klisheni. Masha'enke, Rashi holds the whole din is if it was tzli. So that means the heat content of the fish came directly mitoicha eish. So there it remains very hot, and then it'll be veleya from the kore. That's what the Tiferes Yaakov says. Then I think we had mentioned this last week. Nosnon l'soicha ka'ora sha'ochlu bo'boso. Now this Rashi is very, very difficult. He put it into a plate that he ate meat in the plate. Now, please, why do you have to say he ate meat in the plate? The eating is the shaila. The ikir is, when the Ritva brings down, when the Ritva says, sha'ochlu bo, he also says they ate, Basa lusach. They ate hot meat. They ate hot meat, fine. But why does Rashi have to say, so the lusach, Rashi doesn't mention that it was hot meat. They ate meat. So they didn't eat meat. They didn't eat meat. There was hot meat in the plate. It's irrelevant if they ate or not. That's past history. What is it, Negeya or Shaila? So the Tiferes Yaakov says, and we'll see it's very much in Negeya, a plate that they ate meat on it, the plate got very dirty. Some say you put a piece of meat on a plate, it won't get so dirty. But if you eat the meat on it, it gets dirty, and they clean it. You have a clean plate the next time. So we're talking about that if meat was eaten on this dish, you should know it was clean. So now when we're clearing a shaila, if the fish that is put on the plate is fleishik, it'll only be beileya tam bosa from the bliya in the ka'ora. Masha ein kein, you don't have to be worried, there's shamnunis on the etzem ka'ora. That there is fat on the etzem kore, because you can be assured a plate that they ate meat on, they cleaned it off. So it's clean. There's no ben. There's a bliya. And that's the sugya. Rashi said before by asakin is not like that. For some reason, they did not clean the sakin properly. That's why when we hit snoin shechot chai besakin, So Rashi says, and we'll see later on that Kuf Yud Beis, Hu boileya mishamnunis asakin akorish olov. Rashi tells us the knives were not cleaned properly. There was still a fat residue on the knife. So when we're speaking about the tznoin, the radish that was boileya, v'haviyai tznoin sinas tamrishin shereibola isa mamish v'havi keboso. That means when we're speaking about tznoin, you cut a radish with a knife, with a fleishike knife, you have to assume that the fleishike knife is a residue of fat on it. That was al kaponim bisman chazal before the dishwasher was invented. So al kaponim, there was a fat residue that could be expected. So memela, you cut a radish with it. We'll see. As the sugya progresses, we'll understand why you need a radish with the fat residue. But a radish with a fat residue, so got a blia of boso. It's fleishig. It's real fleishig because of the residue. Masha enke, when we're speaking about when you put a hot piece of fish on a fleishig dish, we're speaking about a clean dish. That's why Rashi says that they ate meat on the dish previously, and when they ate meat, you clean it properly so someone should be able to use it again. So this is a clean dish. There's no residue on it. There's only a blia in the dish, and that's the sugya. But as the sugya progresses, we'll understand it a little better. Now, let us just start from it's around 9 lines, I think, from the bottom. Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya Barashi Aviyosvi. Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya Barashi, both of them were Talmidim of Rav. Aviyosvi, and they were sitting, Chad Bahagisa de Mavra de Sura, Chad Bahagisa de Mavra. Each one was sitting on the opposite side of a bridge. They were sitting. And lemar aisele dogim sha'olo bekorah. So to one of them they brought fish, hot fish, that was olo bekorah, that they had put in a fleishike plate. Va'ochal bekutach, and he ate this hot fish with kutach, with milchiks. Now this is not like his Rebbe. He's a Talmud of Rav, and he ate... He ate this fish, which had a blia of boso with kutach. Lamar aisulei ta'inim v'anovim b'seich ha'suda. The other one, they both were eating. There was different menus, it seems. And the lamar aisulei ta'inim v'anovim b'seich ha'suda, they brought him fruit in the suda. V'ochel v'loi borich. And he ate without a broch. He ate fruit in the middle of the suda without a broch. Everyone held that the other one was doing the wrong thing. They held, I'm doing the right thing, but you're doing the wrong thing. Mar omalei lechavre yasmo, Rashi says, b'loi das. You're missing das. Ovad rabach hochi, your Rebbe did like this. Your Rebbe did like this, that he had the dogum shalom bekor and he ate with kutach. Your Rebbe ate fruit in the middle of the Suda without a broche. So each one answered, each one on his anhoge, they answered, Anoki Shmuel spirally. I hold like Shmuel. Shmuel holds dogim shalom bekoro is mutter. Umar amalei lechavrei anoke rabchiyya svirili. I hold like rabchiyya. The toni rabchiyya pas peiteres kol mine machol v'yayim peiter kol mine mashk. Rabchiyya holds even though that pas does not only pater dvorim hamelaftim as a pas, which you eat together with the pas. No, the pas is the iker of a suda. Whatever is eaten in the suda is niftar bebirchas apas. I hold like Rab Chiya. V'yayim poyta kol minei mashkin. Ayonei Rabchia says that if a person drinks a glass of wine, so he doesn't have to make a broche on any other mashke, the Baruchri Gofen of the wine, all other mashkois become a toffle to the wine. Agabucha, this is the second in we paskin, like, this is very much negeya. A person makes kiddush by a kiddush, and he hears a maloy lugmov, and he drinks soda later, so he should not make a shahakal on the soda, because the maloy lugmov of the wine will patter the soda. It won't patter the herring, but it'll patter the soda. So if he doesn't have herring, so he should not make a shahakal on the soda. Fine. So that's this maisa. Amar Cheskiye Mishum Abaye. Hilchese. Now we're speaking halachas. Dogim sha'olo beka'oro. Again, we had a hot roasted piece of meat that was put into a clean plate, that there was hot meat in the plate. Muta la'ochlon bekutach. You're allowed to take this hot piece of fish and they eat it with milchix. Kutach was a machel that had cholub in it. Tznain shechotchoi besakim. You have a similar case, perhaps. There's some similarity that a person had a fleishik knife and he cut a radish with a fleishik knife. Shechotach baboso. Also la'ochloi bekutach. So we have here two seemingly similar cases with different halachas. If you have a fleishik plate, then you put hot fish on it. The din is allowed to have with milchix. You have a fleishik knife, and you cut a radish with it. You're not allowed to have it with milchix. Vahani mili tznoin. The agav chufei bola. Tznoin is a sharp machel, and it's beileya the tamboso, and therefore it's fleishik. Avo kishais is something, a type of a melon, a type of a cucumber. It's not sharp. Gorit lebei piskei va'ochel. So if you want to have some milchiks with this kishis, you just go in the place where it was cut. You just go and take a clean knife and just rub it off a little bit. If there's any mamushes of fats on the kishis, and eat it with your milchix. Let's go a little further. Kilchi the lifti shali. You'll have kilchi the lifti. Lifti is a turnip. Either stems of turnips. So this is mutter that you'll have to have this with kutach. And here I think the Taisus Harosh says, you should wash it off. We'll come to this. You should wash off. We'll see soon. The knife was not too clean. Just wash off the mokim where the chtach was. And then here you can put your kutach on it. The silke asiri. But if you have silke lechere is beets, and it seems beets somehow have a sharpness, the silke asiri, silke is similar to tznoin, and so then washing off on help, rubbing off on help, that's flesh, it became flesh. Let us see Rashi. Kishois mesukehi, it's not these kishes have a sweetness in them. Ve'einoi nivla besoichai, so it's not nivla in the kishois. The yeva fleishik knife. Elo hashamnunis sof va'oimed al mokei machatach. It seems if there's a sharpness in the machel, it draws in the taste. If there's a sweetness in the machu, so that if there's any shamnunis, it stays on the surface. It doesn't go in. Tzav oimid amokim achatach. Hilkach, so you want to have it with Milchik, Gogid lay, Lebei Paske, so just scratch off the place where it was cut, Lamokim Chatach, Goyre Ma'at Pesach, and you just scratch it off a little bit, Va'ochalach Bekutach, knead it with Kutach, Hilkach. Now, Agavuche, there are different shiurim of Oifanei Bliye, that there's Hadoche, there's Greire, there's Klipe, there's Kedei Netile. There are different shiurim of how much a Bliye travels into another Machol. If it's not Boileya, it's superficial. So then we have, so we mentioned before from the Taisvus HaRosh, the Taisvus HaRosh says, by Lefes, since it's not soft, so you can wash it off. You can wash it off, you don't have to even rub off anything. This Kishus, The kishus is, I saw if you can't wash it off, so mainly you have to scratch it off. Washing will perhaps do, and perhaps will get more embedded in the food. So mainly don't wash it, just scratch it off. Then there are blias of kedei klipa, which is more than this. Kedei klipa means the thinnest layer. But a layer means you could slice it off and it holds. It's not like scratching. It's a layer, the thinnest layer that you could shave off. That's called kedei klipa. And then there's kedei netila, which la locha we paskin, that dogim sha'olu bekoro, you take off kedei netila, which the chazainish holds is, 4.5 centimeters, which is, I think, a little less than an inch. I think so. That's, it's more or less around an inch. One second. No, I'm sorry. 2.4, I'm sorry. 2.4 centimeters. An inch is 2.54 centimeters, and this is 2.4, I'm sorry. 2.4 centimeters is a little less than an inch. So that is kedei netila. And this is lemaisa, what we hold by dogim sha'ola b'kairo. If you want it still, you're determined to have these dogim with kutach. So memela, just take your ruler and cut off an inch of the fish, and the rest you can enjoy with kutach. That's how we paskin. Okay, now Rashi starts explaining the sugya, that we should appreciate the difference between Be'etzem, we are taking a fleishike spoon, a fleishike plate, and we're putting hot fish on it, and we're taking a fleishike knife, and we're cutting a radish with it. The fish does not become fleishik, and the radish becomes fleishik. That's what it says over here. So Rashi explains now what the difference is. Hilkach, dogim sha'oru beka'oro, muta lo'ichlam bekutach kedo'oma, dein noisein tam habo mina mamish. It is not noisein, that means the tam that comes in to the fish does not come from meat, Elo noisein tam habo mi noisein tam. It's a tam that comes, that means the meat put in a tam into the ka'ora. The ka'ora is giving out a tam. And in other words, this means that the tam that eventually enters the fish is a tam kolosh. And we'll see a tam kolosh, that means it's great sea basar, it's not called real basar, it's not a real tam of basar, it's a kolishtike tam of basar. A kolishtike tam of basar does not make basar b'cholov. You have to make basar b'cholov now. If it's a tam kolish of basar, you will not make with this tam kolish basar b'cholov. So that is why, so Rashi explains, that's the case of the Ka'ara. So Rashi says, maybe the plate, there's a residue, there's a film of fat on it. So then it's a different story. So then it's got tam, then the head fat was nice and tam in the dog. So Rashi says, no, the stam koro makanchin oiso mishumen hakorush olav mishim mius. That means if you ate meat on it before, you clean it well. If you want to eat on it again. So mamela, it is cleaned well. Avul sakin, but a knife, pomim shasham nunis korush olav. There's still some fat on the knife. And perhaps you don't recognize it. There's some fat there on the knife, which you don't see. So now Rashi says, Rashi, there's two mahalchim in Rashi, but the first mahalach in Rashi is that by the dogim, you're getting a blia from the ka'ore, so the blia that enters the dogim is not barnat. The knife, you're getting a bleer from shemen korush al asak, you're getting a bleer from meat. So, it's fleshing. It's not what to talk about. So if it's fleshing, you cannot add, you cannot eat it with kutach. That's pshat, that's the first pshat in Rashi. Va'oi. Now Rashi says, Anupshat, which is Moiridik Negeya. Va'oit, the Mishum Chulfei, because Atznoin is a double Cholif, it's sharp, Bola Tfei Midogim Horeisrim. It excretes, takes out more from the Sakin then the dogim take out from the plate. That means you have here dogim, and you have here adav acharif. The dogim take out from the plate mitoich, since they're hot. We're talking about hot dogim. So these dogim are maflit atam from the plate. The tznain is maflit atam from the sakin. But more tam, I don't know if it's in eches or it's in kamos, but more tam comes out from, through adav acharif than through the dogim reisrim. So Rashi says, v'oide mishum chufei bolat fei mi dogim reisrim. Now, I'd like to, there's a Mordek Loshon of the Tosfos Arosh that tells us as follows. This is Mestama what Rashi is saying, but he says it, perhaps we can get a greater clarity from the Rosh. There are two factors which are working here. When one cuts a radish, or we'll see in Taisvis, or an onion, or garlic, a dava chorif, there are two factors which are coming together. There's one factor, duchke de sakine. It seems there's pressure, there's friction, that you are cutting with a sakin something else. Duchke de sakine. And the Rosh says, Mishum duchke de sakine, polat sakino ubolat znoin. This alone, this a duchke de sakine, it's maflit, the blia, and its znoin is boileia. That's duchke de sakine. Umishum chufei de tznoin, and since the tznoin is a dover chorif, nichnas boy mamoshois shel boso. The chufei, that means the it seems the opening that brings about its mafli to mavliya, that the duchki the sakina accomplishes. But that, what, if it is giving out and taking in, how much it takes out, and how much comes in, that already, that's the chulf of the tznai. So therefore you have, nirnes by mamoshois shel boso. So that is, that's Rashi's second chiluk. Rashi had two chilukim. Rashi wanted to explain the difference between a plate, a fleishike plate, and a fleishike knife. So Rashi is two mahalchim. One mahalach is the knife. Forget, it's not the knife, it's the residue of fat on the knife. So mameli being boileya from the fat. And then there's a second cheshbin that Rashi says, forget about residue, we have a clean knife, but because there is a duchke de sakine and a dover chorif, so that extracts a greater bliya from the knife than the heat from the dogrei seyach can extract from the ka'ora. Let us see Taisvis, Krapriya Barabes Viraloi, Ein Aloche Kain, Eleke de Paskine Peperkeitze Mabochim, we don't Paskin Krapriya Barabes, and we say if a person eats fruit, and the Suda, and it's not Vorma Malachtam as a Pashit, I can make a broch. Hilchese, Dogim Sha'olo Bekaore, Shalboso, Mutter Lo Oichlam Bekutach. So Taisa says like this, let's start explaining. Ima kore vadogim tzoinenim. If everything is cold, lo yitzrech lifsoik, they don't say, hilchet, aloch is that you allow to have the dogim bekutach, the lekem and the polik. We're not speaking about that. Elok she'echod mehem rusach, speaking of one of them is very hot, the beini lo gova, Ben tato gova, klipe mi yeboi, kedemrine bepeketsa tsoilam ademekale bola. There's a machlekes yod of ilo gova, tato gova, if you're whatever you hold, if, even though it's the other one, at least there's a bli of kedai klipe, if not more. So memele, that means if you hold tato gova and it's a cold plate, so the dogim will only be by leia kedei klipe. If you hold the log gova, the whole thing will become awesome. Now, b'shem Rashi, perish rivon chasonoi. Now, the son-in-law of Rashi told over a psak of Rashi that Rashi said, davka olu shol. That Rashi had said, this whole din, that if you have a hot piece of meat and you put into a hot piece of fish that you put into a fleishike the dish, it's mutter, it's not parnat, that's tafke dogim sha'olu bikola. The Gemara was very specific. You have hot fish and was put into a plate. Avol nisbashlu, but Rashi said, what if you're gonna take, let's talk about a different case. You had a fleishike pot, and you cooked your fish in a fleishike pot. So you'll start saying, no, it's fleishike pot. How did the pot get fleishik? Because they cooked meat in it, and the meat was nice and tam in the pot. The pot is now nice and tam in the dogim. So it's not barnat, and you'll say that it's also mutatit with kuta. So Rashi said, no, why did Shmuel say dogim sha'olu bikor? Why did he speak about such a case that it was a plate? It was a plate, and then the dogim sha'olu bikor. Why didn't he speak? He cooked fish in a fleishike pot. So Rashi said, "Avol nisbashlu also techechatay mechoshev." That's called like one time. So we'll see soon that Rashi meant, just like we had in the second lotion of Rashi, that this whole din of nat bar nat, which is a weaker time, was only so therefore it doesn't become bosa b'cholov. That's tafke. Dogim shalom bekore. But if you have a tznoim shechot chay besakin, so the charif is takes out all the tam from the tam boso of from the sake. This is not a tam kolush. This is a real meaty taste. That's what Rashi said. So Rashi said, if you're going to cook a piece of fish in a fleishik pot, it has a meaty taste. This is like tznayim shechotre besakin. Rashi was machadish. It's not the vote is because this was nice and tam and this and that. The vote is, if the matter is how the tam comes out, if it, in the case of Dogim Shalom, because what eventually comes out is a dovo, as a tam kolosh. A tam kolosh does not become nesa with cholov later. It's a shvacha tam bosa. But if you have a strong tam bosa, it's irrelevant how it came into the keli, how it out of the keli. If you have, you took out a strong tam bosa into dogim, this is called fleishike dogim inan latevu utkuta. That's what the son-in-law of Rashi said. Avon is bashal lefonov dechachatay mechoshe. Obo maise lefonov. There was a maise. Bebeim shenis bashl bekdeire shel cholov. They once cooked eggs in a milchike pot. Va'osel asis memolaisis shel bosa. And they said you wanted to fill up the meat with these eggs. These were, and Rashi said it's also. I'm sorry, this is not napanat. This is also. Zuktaisves. V'yesh lahavi ra'i ledvorov. Ooh, this, the etzim svore is mitznayin shechotchei besakin. Oh, we see tak is such a svore. That it's not the vote is, not bar not, not bar not is always mutter. We learn tznayin shechotchei besakin, the osu lochli bekuta, mishum da agav chur kev chufei, bolat fei. That's the second lotion of Rashi. V'choshev kechad taim, it's not bar not means you're ending up with a tam kolush. By tznayin shechotchei besakin, it's equivalent to one tam. V'nizbashlu loigora mitznayin. So Mamela, if we see that it is possible to take out from a keli the complete tam boso that is nivla boy, not only a tam kolosh, it's possible. So it's a rashiel, just like it's possible to take out the complete tam boso through a dover chorif. So if you cook with it, it's alay, you should also take out the complete tam boso. So Mamela fakert, so Rashi, and then Rashi said, oh, and the Gemara's merdik meduyik, dogim sha'olu bekore. The Gemara set up a distinct case that this was a plate, not a pot. Umiyu leperish loshen achash perish bekuntres, but according to the first loshen of Rashi, we don't see such a chiddush anymore. The time of the osa mishum shashum and korush ala sakim, v'einei nikar, v'avetam rishin b'tznoin. According to the first lashon of Rashi, it's not pshat, it's because the dover chov takes out more. The dover you have shamnunis on the sakin, and then the dover chov will be by leia the shamnunis. Ein raya mishum. Then we don't see such a concept that you could take out a stronger tam through different teifanim. Yeah. Umitoich losh, so that's this is the edus of the son-in-law of Rashi. But now Taisva says, no, I hear what you're saying, but mitoich loshin hakuntres mashme de'ein chilek bein olol nispashel. But between you and me, in our sugya, it doesn't seem like that. Why? The leel gabi noisein tam bar noisein tam, perish bekunteres dim hoyu muvusholim im boso mamish. Rashi said, if you cook the fish with meat, oilechel cholov, or you put milk bekoro, moidishmu daoso dave noisein tam rishin. Mashma mitoich perushoi de mevisholim im boso hu da oso. Avu misholim im akaore shorit. So Rashi said, if Rashi wants to say a case of Issa, so Rashi said, you cooked in a pot fish and meat. It's Issa. So why do you have to say you cooked in a pot fish and meat? And let's mention for 1 second, you know, you cook in a pot fish and meat, there's another shell, there's a shell of sakana. So the preacher says, it's also true, but Rashi is talking about Hilchus Issa, it's also it's flesh. That's what Rashi is saying. Why did Rashi have to say fish and meat? Say fish in the meat pot. And then you would take away the problem of sakona, because there's no sakona by a bliya from a keli. And then Rashi would also say the same thing, it's called one time. So from Rashi would seem not like the Rivon said b'shem Rashi. Rashi would seem that it would be mutter even though you cook it. V'hod amrinen perik kol sho. The Gemara says in Psochim, ein toshin atano ba'alyo. You're not allowed to smear on a tano fats. Vim tosh. But if you did smear fats on the tano, so the pas is osur, it's fleishik, v'leisagi bikinuach. And kinuach doesn't help. So lechayre, if kinuach doesn't help, so it would seem that the reason is because when you bake the pas, this is like Dogim shenis bashlo bikdeira, because the bliya that'll come out through baking is stronger than the bliya that comes out from dogim sholo bikara. So Taisa says, ein rayim misham, then is bashalosa. Midachoshev lay bikinuach noisin tam ba noisin tam. That means lachayre, if the Gemara says you have to kash the oven, why didn't the Gemara say, let's just take off the Be'en, and then there's no problem, it's not bar not? Taimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Efshel Tano is Kaneach, Yofek, Shenidbag Boya, Hashem Nunis, Vahave Be'en, Atche Yusek. So he says, there's a different problem altogether. The Tanurim were not smooth, they were not so cleanable. So Mamela calls man, you don't kasher it, there's a mamoshes on it, and the bread that you bake on it will be mamish flesh. V'yesh l'dagdek, now Tosis, I don't want to bring a raya, not like the Rivon, dafilu nizbash l'ushori, kedamrinen beperik tam chatos, d'chol yoim v'yoim nase giyu l'chaveroi, ומותר לבשל שלומים הועידנו בקטירו שבישל בו שלומים אסמויל, דלוי אמרינן דקוממיית באכילה שלומים דהידנו, משום דתם שני הוא ונזבטו קודם שיובי לידי ישראל. Now here Tosfos explains to us the lumdus of not bar not, and here Tosfos wants to bring a raya, not like the Ribon. There's a meridike gemore in Mesechtes Zvochim. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Zvochim as follows. A person cooked a kolben shlomim, let us say Sunday, he cooked a kolben shlomim in a pot. Now, the kolben shlomim can be eaten for 2 days. If he will not use this pot Monday, so you know what's going to happen. So he doesn't use it by Monday night, it's going to become Naisa. It's going to become Naisa, and it's a treifa patna. It's a bliya of Naisa. So the Gemara says, you know what they did? They used to go, in order to avoid this problem, they used to go and cook in this shlomendike pat, another kolben shlomim Monday. So what happened? So the bliya from Sunday's kolben shlomim went into Monday shlomim. It went into Monday shlomim. So Tosfos says, so lechayre we have a tremendous problem over here. If you're using this pot for Monday shlomim is going to become noisa as soon as it becomes, after this manachila, it's going to become noisa. You're being memayit the achzman achila of Monday shlomim. You won't be able to eat it till at night because it is a bliya from Sunday shlomim. And the Gemara says, no, it's no problem. And that's how we're going to kasha the path. We have no problem whatsoever. So why is this so? So this is no why, because it's not barnat the heter, which means as follows. When you cook, use this pot Sunday, so the shlomim was nice and tam in the pot. Fine. So double mutter, fine. You cook now Monday with this pot, so the pot is nice and tam in the shlomim. I'm cooking 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, 10 o'clock in the morning, is there any tam issa whatsoever? No, there's no tam issa, because you can eat Sunday shlomim 10 o'clock also. So 10 o'clock Monday. So there's no tamisa. When it comes, let's say it's going to become nicer at night. So since this is a tam kolush, it's not banat, so a issa will never be chal on a tam kolush. That means if you're starting with a tam kolush and an issa has to be chal Anatam Kolosh, Anissa is never Chal Anatam Kolosh. That is the Lamdus of Basa B'cholom, and that is the Lamdus of Shlomim. That means that is the whole Lamdus of Asugya. That means if I have a Tam Kolosh, I have a Fleishikim, I have a Tam Bosol that went into Dogim. This is a Tam Kolosh, and Eches, and Kamos, it's a Tam Kolosh. Now you want it to become also with milk? And a tam kolosh will never create issa. Will never. It's mutter, and it'll always remain mutter. It will never create issa. So just like the Gemara says in Zvachim, an issa noisa will not be chal on a tam kolosh, because it's a tam kolosh. Now it's mutter. And a tam kolosh will never be chal on issa. So just like an issa noisa will not be chal on a tam kolosh, so an issa bosa b'cholav is also not chal on a tam kolosh. So we see not like the Rivan, because the Rivan said that if you use a pot, Rashi said that's not a tam kolosh. That's a tam chazok. This is equivalent to a tznayim shechotchoi besakin shel bosa. That Rashi says this is called a tam gomel. It's not called a tam kolosh. So here you're cooking shlomim Monday with the sun. This is through bishul, and it says it's mutter, and the shlomim akocha does not become nicer Monday night. So you see, not like the Rivan. Yeah. Umut elavashel shlomi meidna bikteira shebishel bo shlomi mesma, zomrinit de kama mayit pachilas shlomi deidna mishum de tam, why not? Mishum de tam sheinu, because it's a secondary tam, viniz batel koidem shiyovil de, it's such a shvachi kam, it'll never become awesome. Ve'ein loimar, so Tosva says, Dishani hosam dahavi tam shlishi. There's three tamim. Abuchanan says it's four tamim. But let's lefishe yesh mayim bikteiro. So let's say, the taste means like this. You know why? No. When you cook the shlomim Sunday, so you had water. You had water and meat. You're cooking shlomim in a pot. So let's make a cheshbon. So the meat of the shlomim was nice and tam in the water. Fine, that's one nice and tam. The water is nice and tam in the kedera. That's a second nice and tam. Now, that was Sunday. So the kedera already is a second nice and tam. I take the kedera Monday. Now, Monday, the pot will be nice and tam in the water. That's a third nice and tam. Abuchana says, now, the water will be nice and tam in the boso. So you have four nice and tams. No! Four nice and tams, please! Rashi never said such a thing. So Tosfos says, oh no? Rashi asked it to take the eggs that were cooked in a milchike pot to put them in the fleishike melaise. Rashi asked it, you have the same four nice and tams over there. When you cook the eggs, when you cook they have three nisentams. They have three nisentams. Dice wants to say with three nisentams. See, you have four nisentams. That's right. There you have three nisentams. You cooked milk in a pot, and now you cooked eggs and water. So now you have three nisentams. So that's why Dice mentions here three nisentams. They name it the shani osam da v'tam shlishi. That means a tam. But Dice meant to say a tam. Ashtug is only speaking about a tam sheni. If you go another step, so a tam shlishi already is then Rashi never said such a thing. The fish yesh mayim b'kteire, b'tam zayinam yabayim mutorim, shenis bashlo b'mayim b'kteirem. So memele, so we see from that not like the Rivon,